Let's just reflect for a few moments on that video and just also on the reading that we had just now, because I wonder if somebody asks you what the key aspects of following Jesus are, what would you say? Well, I guess we talk about Jesus dying on the cross and rising again in order that we can be known and loved by God. We might talk about loving our neighbour as ourselves, sharing the love of Jesus, praying and reading the Bible. But I wonder how many of us would also talk about the fact that we should care for God's creation. It may be not, maybe it's not something that we would immediately think of, but right from the beginning, it's an important part of what it means to be God's people to think about the way that we treat God's creation. Of course, we come to worship Jesus as Saviour, but we also come to worship our Creator God. So why is looking after creation so important? Well, first of all, as we saw so graphically in our Bible reading, the world that God has made is good. In fact, he said it was very good. Creation reveals so much of God to us. Even if you didn't know anything about the Bible, you would begin to understand something about God if we look at creation. We see creation, God revealed in creation, the big things, but also those small things that we notice along the way. We see it in dramatic ways, but also very subtle ways, invisible ways. We also see God in creation in invisible ways. Actually, creation is a great way of witnessing to God's beauty and his creativity, and also his diversity. Even those few slides just helped us to think about the diversity of creation. God has made this world, and he has declared that it is good. You know, within church life, we spend a lot of time talking about our relationship with God and God's relationship with us. But actually, it's easy to forget that the whole of creation belongs to God and matters to God as well. Not just us as human beings. If you read the account of Genesis 1, you'll see that God declared that the world was good, that creation was good, even before he made human beings. So actually, if God thinks that the world is good, so should we as his followers. But actually, one of the main reasons, secondly, that we should look after creation is it is one of the things that God entrusted to us when he made humanity. In the original, if you look at verses 26 to 28 of Genesis 1, it could be translated, "Let us make human beings in our own image so that they may look after the rest of creation." Later on, Genesis speaks of the fact that we have been given dominion, or the translation was rule over creation. And in one sense, those words perhaps aren't very helpful, because if we think about dominion, we maybe think about dominating. It translated it into ruling, that sense of kind of power that we have over creation. Actually, that's not the way that Genesis speaks of it, but I wonder whether that's the way that we even indirectly have that sense of creation, that it is there to serve us rather than us trying to serve creation. That sense of it being there for our benefit rather than the other way around. Of course, there is a distinction between us and the rest of creation. We're made in God's image. The opening psalm that Anne read by the sea reminds us that we're a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned with glory and splendor. But it's critical to remember that we are a part of creation and not kind of superior or somehow separate from it. The way that we should exercise that care is reflecting the love that God shows to us, reflecting his character. We talk about reflecting God's character in lots of other ways. We should reflect his character in the way that we care for creation. Do it in a way that is loving and compassionate. So I want to ask you the question, and me the question, how good are we at being stewards of God's creation? We talked about, I think it was last week or the week before, about being good stewards of the gifts that God has given to us. Well, as God gifts us creation, how good are we at being stewards of all that he's given to us? all the way through the Old Testament, we see that the land and that relationship between the land and God's people is important. God talks about the Sabbath being not just for people, but also for the land. Talks about leaving the land to rest once every 7 years. And then think about Jesus' ministry. Right from the beginning, Jesus is rooted in creation. But actually, he chose to step down and be part of the be part of that which he had created when he came to earth. Think about his teaching. Very rarely did Jesus teach in the synagogue or in a building like this or any other building. Often he taught on the mountainside or by the Sea of Galilee. The parables he talks about fig trees and foxes and flowers. He urges us to think about the birds and the flowers. The book of Ephesians reminds us that Jesus is the source and sustains as well as being the Saviour. He came to reconcile and restore not just us to God and God to us, which he did, but also the sense of restoring and reconciling creation. Picked up a fantastic image this week of the cross. It talked about the cross being a three-dimensional cross. First of all, that vertical dimension of us and God in us. Then the horizontal dimension of the cross, of us and each other, that relationship between us. But lastly, actually the cross is also firmly in the ground, which reminds us of that dimension our call to be reconciled with creation as well. Because from the fall, the fall didn't just impact our relationship with God. It also impacted and broke down the relationship that humans have with the rest of creation. As we think about the way that we are destructive in our use of creation and the things and the gifts that we have, and we plunder the world, we over-consuming some of the finite resources of the world. Actually, the world has gone wrong. Creation's gone wrong because of our sin, because of the things that we have done. So I want to stop now and give us an opportunity for a moment, individually and corporately, to lament, which simply means coming before God and kind of reflecting on and confessing that sense of having done wrong and kind of not cared for creation in the way that we should. So let's just be still for a moment as I offer up this lament to God.